Hi, I'm Brigadier General Evan Pettis, the commander of the 378th Air Expeditionary Wing at Prince Sultan Air Base, Saudi Arabia. Today, I'm here with our chapel leadership team, Lieutenant Colonel Chaplain Dennis de Guzman and Master Sergeant Angela Carter. And I wanted them to tell us a little bit about themselves and what they're up to. So, Chaplain de Guzman, tell me about the mission of the chapel.
Yes, sir. The main mission of the chapel is to make sure our airmen are well provided for, especially when it comes to spiritual services. And one of the services that we offer is like worship services. We have services every Sunday, about four of them. And also we do advising our leadership, especially when it comes to religion, and also religious accommodation requests. And also we do counseling. It's 100% confidentiality. And we do also suicide intervention and unit visitations. And every group has their own chaplain to see if they need a chaplain.
You're everywhere.
You're everywhere, sir.
And you're not everywhere alone, Master Sergeant Carter. What the heck do you do?
So that's a great question. I partner right alongside Chaplain de Guzman. I am the superintendent here at PSAB over chapel operations. We really are just an advocate for the spiritual wellness of not only our airmen here at PSAB, but even all our service members, Army, Marines, and sailors. And so again, I go along with Chaplain de Guzman as a religious support team, also known as an RST, and we advocate for everyone across the installation.
It's one of the things that it's cool for me to see is what a force multiplier that religious support team is, right? Because you are literally everywhere. I mean, I see you all over the place. You and your team you're out in the units, you're bringing joy, you're holding special events. And one thing I did not know is that you play a role in the counseling services as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, sir, we absolutely do. So 100% confidentiality is not only extended to the chaplain, but it's also extended to our enlisted force as well. And a lot of people don't understand that we as well can listen, we can make recommendations and referrals, and a lot of times it's just vent sessions between me and a fellow airman. I feel like stripes speak to stripes, or younger airmen speak to younger airmen, and a lieutenant to colonel can be very intimidating for someone very young inside their career. And so we bridge the gap, we help them along, and then we push them back out to complete the mission.
And sir, let me just add on that, our members, they don't have to be a church goers,
right,
or Sunday chapel goers. And we invite everyone, all our members here at PSAB, to come and see us, especially if they're going through some difficult times during deployment. And we are here for them, to listen to them. And most of the time, sir, we do a lot of listening to them.
Yeah. And you're not just an Air Force team here, right? You have some chaplain or religious affairs airmen or religious affairs service members, support personnel from the Joint Force working with you here.
Yes, sir. We have the Army chaplains here too.
Fantastic.
And religious affairs also.
Fantastic. Well, is there anything that I missed that you would like to tell me about the mission of the chapel?
Yes, sir. I would like to add another more that we do around here. We do unit visitations. And every group in this base, they have their own chaplain. And they come and visit them, where they are at, where they're working at, in their workplaces, just to say hello. And we're not there to proselytize or to convert them. We're there just to make sure they're okay. And I think it's good for them to be someone to kind of come and visit them.
Well, I know all the wing staff agencies love Tuesday trivia. When you bring the team through and the questions, and I know my office has been robbed of first place many times, but we'll get in the fight and we'll take our rightful place at the lead sometime soon. But in all seriousness, I just can't thank you enough for what you do to support our service members here at Prince Sultan Air Base. It's a relatively austere place. It can be tough for people being out here for months at a time and in a global pandemic, you know, away from their families, away from the comforts of home. And so the support you provide to them is incredibly important, and we can't thank you enough.